A fire that tore through a strip mall along Thatcher Drive East likely originated in an aisle of the Dollar Tree, investigators believe. The acrid and pungent smell of smoke hung over the northeast corner of Moose Jaw on March 10, a day after a massive blaze destroyed the Dollar Tree and Bulk Barn during the evening of March 9 and damaged the adjoining fast-fired Pizza by Carbone business. Contractors were erecting orange wire fencing around the burned-out shell of the strip mall while firefighters continued to pour water on remaining hot spots and police used a drone to photograph the scene from the air since investigators were unable to access certain areas. The Moose Jaw Fire Department received a call around 7:30 p.m. on March 9 about a fire in the center aisle of the Dollar Tree, Deputy Chief Mike Russell told the media. An employee attempted to put out the fire with an extinguisher but was unsuccessful. The products likely contributed to the fire's quick spread, which prompted an evacuation of the building. Firefighters arrived to find thick gray smoke billowing out of the building but could not enter the structure because of how fierce the fire was. Firefighters were almost bewildered with how fast it took off, Russell said. Three fire trucks and 18 firefighters responded, with a tower truck positioned on the east side to cover the entire strip mall and surround and drown the blaze, he continued. Other units also monitored the scene and several firefighters used handlines to spray areas. Members attempted to save the east side of the strip mall, but as the fire progressed, a wind sprung up and pushed the blaze toward the Bulk Barn. Firefighters could not save the two main shops but protected the pizza business and the former Jump.ca spot. The fire department remained on scene for about 7.5 hours, while a crew returned the next morning to extinguish remaining hotspots so investigators could go in. So far, they do not have a cause and expect to probe the situation for a while. Russell added that no one was injured from the fire, while all the firefighters were doing well and survived the cold temperatures.